beside me. How can I go wrong? Wasting my time ain't too much bother. I'll be like a dog. You wasting your time with your crystal ball. I'll be with my guitar. We'll be the end of all your trouble.
Hello, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is an ongoing broadcast. We're doing this 24 hours of student power, and now, by the way, my name is Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator here at CITR, and I got with me some awesome people from the UBC. Did I say it right?
The UBC.
For years, I've struggled with that name. So, guys, what is the UBC all about? What do people need to know?
Well, I think we're just going to start off by introducing like ourselves as editors.
Absolutely.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 editors in the office right now. Sorry. Out of what, 11, 12, 10 of us?
10 full-time.
10 full-time editors. My name is Jenica. I am the culture editor.
My name is Veronica. I am one of the news editors.
I'm Nick. I'm the design editor.
I'm Yovana. I'm the other news editor.
I'm Jack. I'm the sports and rec editor, but I mostly cover pigeons and coyotes.
That's been a big topic these days. You're on the case. Great to hear.
And I'm Will. I'm the coordinating editor.
Out in the hallway, we have Austin, our opinions and blog editor.
Oh, yeah. He's
pretending to listen in. He's just kind of looking at us.
If he's the opinions guy, he should definitely be in here. I mean, yeah. I'm sure he's the most outspoken one, right?
That's the problem.
we'll get him in at some point. Oh, it looks like he's coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, but you got to make some room because it's a...
Yeah. Hey.
There you go. What's up, Austin? Why don't you say hi to the good old folks out there?
Hey, listening.
There you go. All right, that was quite literally a hi, yeah.
That's it.
All right, so we have a big group of you guys here. So what would you like to start with? Introduced yourselves?
Yeah, cool. So we just wanted to talk a bit about who we are, what we do as the paper, and all that kind of stuff that people assume but isn't always necessarily right, and we wanted to get people on the same page as us.
So we're going to be tackling... Wow. That's a good pun, yeah. Tackling some misconceptions.
Didn't even realize.
Oh my god.
Over my head.
Contrary to popular belief, we're not lizard people.
That's first part.
It's right in the works.
Great. Okay. Maybe Will, who's been with us the longest, can talk a bit about, you know, what the UBC is.
Yeah, so we're the student paper here at UBC, obviously. So we publish twice a week in print, pretty much every day online. All our stories, all our content is by students. It's aimed at students. We have 10 full-time editors, all of who are students as well. We have a number of volunteers who write for us, as well as some senior writers too. So that's basically what we do. We cover all our coverage is in relation to campus. So everything has a tie-in to either UBC or UBC students, the university somehow. So that's kind of what we aim to do, is have students covering stuff that matters to students and, you know, learning to be journalists if that's what they want to do.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah. There are lots of things that volunteers can do for us. We get new volunteers almost, you know, every week. And it can start off as, you know, basic as writing a review of something that went on campus, or writing a feature on, you know, some student activism that's happening. So there's lots that volunteers can do, and if you stick around long enough, maybe you can either get paid for being a senior writer, or if you stick around really long, you can be one of us editors in the new year.
What? One of us.
It's so tempting. Oh, my.
Yeah, I don't know. We're pretty
type
cool.
But, yeah, I think it's worth noting, too, that most people come into the paper with no experience at all, and we're happy to work with people with no experience. You know, anywhere from helping people have no idea to write an article to write it, or someone comes in and they've written for whatever papers before and they want to improve or continue to, you know, pitch their own stories, whatever. It's all levels of people who can work with us. So,
yeah, at the beginning of the year, I got a lot of students who were like, oh, I wrote a lot for my high school, you know, newspaper, and I want to keep writing, and I love hearing that. Because, and it's more people who want to get involved both on campus and with us and learn how to write better. And
In your, well, I guess Will would be the guy who's been here the longest. Have you seen a increase, or has it been like a steady growth of people? How has it been for new volunteers over the years?
Yeah, I mean, it varies from year to year. I don't think there's been a huge drop off or increase. It's usually, you know, at the beginning of terms, you have a lot of people show up.
Yeah.
And then you kind of weeds out. Some people stick around, some people don't. But, you know, there's always students who are interested in journalism. Some people become more and more interested the more they work with us and stick around. Some people, it's something they do every now and then. But there always are people who are interested. And I think it's worth noting, too, that it's not just writing. Everyone says writing in the paper. But, you know, there's photos, there's video, there's web design, there's coding, there's drawing comics, illustrations. So there's a bit of everything, really, at the paper.
Wow.
Even just hanging out in our office, too.
You gotta have that. Heavy drinking is a large part of all that.
Sign me up for that, then. Well, how about all of you, though? Are each of you aspiring journalists? Or are you doing this more just for fun? Yeah.
Some of us are. I'm definitely an aspiring journalist. It's been a dream of mine for many years now. So, yeah, that's all part of my, what I love to do.
And you're applying for journalism school, yeah?
It's one of the things I'm considering for next year, yes.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I think that I'd love to keep writing in some capacity in my life as the culture editor. I think I have a lot of options for that. I'm not super keen on, like, hard news. I love, you know, all the arts, so I'd love as long as I'm involved in that, I think I'll be happy.
No.
Like, as our design editor.
I'm just kidding. I do definitely have an interest in journalism, a very big one. I've kind of moved from a position in the paper from writing more towards the design aspects, my focus is kind of to move a little bit more into that industry, and that's not to say that can't be in the journalism industry. I think that a really important part of a story is how it's presented and how it's laid out. If it's not enticing to a reader, if it doesn't have good design and flow and imagery, people aren't going to read it. And then all the hard work that's put into a story that brings really important stuff just gets lost.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's my turn. It's my turn.
Yeah. How about you?
Wow. Oh my gosh. It's a funny story with me. I started off last year, you know, in my first year, and I'm like, I don't know anything on campus. Like, I don't know any clubs. I'm not interested in anything too particular. And I had a friend that was just like, let's write for the newspaper. And I'm like, what? Like, this is the last thing I want to do. Like, I don't want to do more work. And, like, it just seemed like the last, yeah. last resort.
And
I'm
it
like,
still
okay.
is.
No.
Just kidding.
But yeah, I started writing, and I wrote more and more, and I got to know everyone. I actually really, really fell in love with it. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe this could be something that I want to pursue in the future. So here I am as an editor now, and I'm trying it out.
Awesome.
And I actually really like it. So who knows where this is going to take me in the future, you know?
Yeah. Bit of a similar story. I knew that I liked to write coming into university, and I knew that there was a paper here, so I was like, I'll try writing a couple stories. And then my other love is hockey, so...
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I got recruited, like, immediately by the sports editor then, Natalie, who was like, want to cover every home hockey game? And I was like, yes, absolutely. She's like, you also get free food. And I'm like, that was unnecessary, but awesome. So,
so, get paid in donuts or something?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yes. So that's what I did first year, and then...
Nice.
Yeah, and then Natalie stepped down, so she was like, you should be... sports editor, and I was like, no. And then she was like, you have to be sports editor.
No choice about it.
I was like, all right. So, yeah, so I've kept writing about hockey and done that stuff, and then I've also been writing about blog stuff, and I don't know, so I don't know what I want to do in the future, basically. The dream is to write for the Canucks or write comedy in some way. Who knows how that's going to pan out.
Could maybe combine both. I mean, there's a lot of sports podcast shows on ESPN, for example.
Well, the Canucks are a joke, so.
That's harsh. I don't think we're good this year, right?
We are. Yeah.
How about you, Will, the vet? Are you going to be a newspaper editor one day? And...
Well, let's hope so. This is my fifth year with the paper now.
Yeah.
My first year, I kind of walked into the office, not really knowing I want to go into journalism or anything, and just kind of hung around for a bit, did some proofreading of pages, got to know editors, and the more I stuck around, you know, the more I liked it, started writing more, started getting into photos, you know, doing some video stuff, and it's just been... There's always new things to do, right? There's always more stories happening
Absolutely.
To write about. There's always new skills you can learn, new people to meet and talk to. And I think that's part of what got me into it, too. It's just always, it's always something new and exciting. You know, if it stops being new and exciting, it's not news anymore and you stop covering it, right? So there's always
sure.
stuff happening.
Yeah.
Well, and the most organic.
There's Austin over there in the background. Let's get you. What about you, Austin? Are you going to be one of those op-ed guys? Maybe the next Rick Mercer report if you got a very strong opinion on things?
Always happy to share my opinions, but law school's been my plan for about 7 years now.
Fair enough,
I've always
yeah.
liked to write a lot. I started at the UBC last year, and around November last year, one of the editors then asked me if I'd ever consider becoming an editor, and I said, no way. But I ended up changing my mind, obviously. A really good group at the paper can learn a lot, and as an art student, too. And I know a lot of you guys can attest to this as well. It's tough to get experience in an arts-related
yeah,
field. So
for sure.
It's somewhere you can go having known nothing and learn a lot, have something for a resume, and all that stuff is great.
You guys had such organic entries into the paper. I feel like I'm in my fifth year. I had, like, my existential crisis, and I was like, I should write for the paper.
When did yours happen? Was it a mid-university existential crisis?
It was, like, my mid-third year. I'm in anthropology, yeah. and I was like, what am I going to do with myself? What am I going to do with my degree? And I was like, I should write for the paper. That sounds like a profitable career. No.
I would say existential crises are pretty organic.
Yeah. We all have them. That's true.
Well, what do you say to those naysayers who are like, oh, print is dead? Like, what are your opinions on this this theme that keeps popping up in the media? But it's not like journalism at the same time is dying. Is it? Do you guys think print is truly dead, or is it going to take some new forms? Like,
I got a good one on this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of as I was saying before with the importance of formatting in storytelling,
mm-hmm.
one of the big things that I think our generation does coming up we don't go to a publication, a print publication, to get your everyday news. You go online. You go on your phone. You go to a print publication to get premium content, something that is nice, it looks really good, it's the best story that's come out. Maybe it's not like just happened,
yeah,
but it's put together well. And I think in that sense, print media isn't dying, it's evolving, it's changing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we can't really say that print media is it. We can say maybe that there is a shift from print publication to, you know, being able to go and pick up, you know, your New York Times every day or your, what is it, Vancouver Sun, I'm from Calgary, or the Calgary Herald, to, you know, going onto your Twitter feed and, you know, following a whole bunch of online media providers and watching videos and retweeting things and participating in media in a completely new fashion that isn't just let's sit down and read an article. It's let's participate as, you know, a group of people, as, you know, a large, you know, internet-based people to create the media.
Yeah, it's not, more a communal aspect of.
Yeah, it's not. It's no more just sitting down and reading an article. It's sitting down, maybe reading an article that you found on your Twitter feed, and then replying to it, or making up your own opinion and writing a blog post, or putting it on your Facebook feed and having all of your friends start a dialogue. It's. I don't think that it's necessarily just sitting down. And,
yeah, social media has definitely expanded the dialogue aspect of news. Now you can see every major publication or media outlet like providing their news on Facebook as well, right? And then I always look at comment section. I know people sometimes say, avoid the comment section. You're just entering a mess, right? But I can't help but look at what other people think of certain issues. And I how do you guys plan on incorporating that? I do see you share a lot on Facebook, but are there other ways you've been thinking of for getting these dialogues going between people about your news stories?
I think one way that we've done that we've kind of started up again this past month was our weekly show, which is our YouTube weekly show where we kind of recap all of us editors. We recap some of the stories that we've put out online in hopes that like we both reinvigorate dialogue that had already happened, as well as spark new readers. And
awesome.
So that's one way that we do it. We also post on a variety of social media networks, including Facebook and Twitter and the occasional Google Plus.
I think that place is pretty barren.
Instagram as well.
Instagram. We do have an Instagram. We don't use it very often, but we do have one. And all of the sections have their own individual Twitter accounts that we tweet from.
Oh, wow.
I just tweeted from the UBC Culture account.
I should do that.
Yeah. To listen
get
in.
Get your tweeting on, yeah.
Get the tweeting on. So I think that we do try. It is definitely like a give and take. We have to, we see the way that things are shifting, and we acknowledge it, and we try to incorporate that. It's difficult. I'm not going to lie. I'm not the most tech savvy, so trying to figure out how to get people to use our social media in like a reliable fashion is difficult for me. I think that there are other veterans in the room who probably know how to use social media better than me.
Yeah. You know, it has been an exciting just the first semester really for the news. And I mean, of course, like the tuition hikes is one of those things that like exploded on campus, rightfully so. It's an issue that does deserve its coverage. You could talk, if you like, about how it was to find out about the increases. How did you guys come about the story, and how do you feel about it so far, up till now, about the coverage?
Yeah, I'll start with how we came about it.
Yeah,
I wrote the original ones when we found out it was happening. Basically, I found out there was a meeting, you know, between administrators and students that afternoon about this kind of stuff, and I had an interview set up with Andrew Parr, Angela Reddish, and Louise Cowan right after the meeting. And I sat down at a table with the three of them and talked through all the stuff, basically went through the presentation that they went through with student leaders, and then, wow, this is a big deal, and wrote a story about it right after.
Yeah.
Wrote a couple stories about it right after, and then from there we've been, you know, been following it since, following the, you know, developments at the board level, following student protests, following the consultation process, you know, basically everything around there, and, you know, maybe our news editors want to talk about that a bit more, but
yeah, we've just been hammering out stories, really.
we've been trying to look at everything from every single angle there is, you know, talking to administration, to the AMS, to students, you know, mobilizing against it, just covering all of the bases, really. And that's kind of how it works, you know? You have to, when it's something this important,
mm-hmm.
we take time out of our day to really make sure that we have absolutely all the information that is out there. I don't know.
No, definitely, yeah. That's, thank you, summed it up quite nicely.
Actually, tomorrow they are making their announcement on the international tuition. Yeah.
Oh, right. It's on the board docket for tomorrow morning, so students can go to Board of Governors meetings tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 8:30 the meeting starts, I believe.
That's right.
So
in the morning?
8:30 in the morning. It's at the lounge at Gage Towers, but it's a thing, you know. Students,
that's a thing, you know.
You care about it, show up. Why not?
Everyone kind of says that, you know, ugh. You know? We don't want to, like, that's... Oh, so much effort, you know, like,
just go.
And that's what we do, you know, like, it's our job to kind of get the info out there when people are saying, ugh, I don't want to go to the meeting, ugh, I don't want to find out all this information myself. You know, that's a big part of our job, especially with big topics like this that are affecting the entire campus. You know, we've been hearing of people, you know, so passionate about all of these topics, and yet, you know, we go to meetings and all of these things, and you know, it seems like there's barely any, you know,
I, of course, I can say for myself, it's laziness partially for me.
Well, maybe not, you
but
know,
then
everyone has their reasons,
but everybody
right?
else, like, I'm pretty sure has, you know, there's lots of things going on.
And that's why I'm saying, you know, that's why we're here.
Yeah,
that's
for
why
sure.
we cover everything, you know, because. Mm-hmm. Hell, you don't have to.
It's good.
It's our job.
that's the importance of a student press right there, guys. Just so you don't have to go to those 8:30 morning meetings, right?
Yeah, we got you covered.
Man, but that's exciting. What do you want to make predictions, or what do you think?
I want to stay out of it until tomorrow.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah, we definitely will. Yeah. Either way, it's. The news will be out there within the hour.
There are lots of things on students' minds right now. Focus on writing your papers and studying for your exams. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, you could be really angry.
But watch our UBC News Twitter feed tomorrow.
Yeah,
watch our website because we'll be covering it. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, live tweeting from the UBC News.
Yeah, we do that. We do that. People don't seem to realize, but yeah. At UBC News, we live tweet AMS
live tweets
Council.
Are hilarious, too.
Yes, they are. Okay. They are. At one of last year's Senate meetings, it was the last Senate meeting that President Toop was at, and he took selfies with everyone. Everyone.
I saw
it. I tweeted that, you know? Because that's just how we do it.
That's dope.
So it's worth it. It's worth checking out.
If for not sure. for the Toop selfies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good way to, you know, find out what's going on campus, but at the same time realize that, you know, that's real people are going to real meetings and we're not all 100% serious. So.
yeah. Meetings usually...
That's a nice reminder.
Don't give you that idea of fun, but clearly Toop proved us wrong there.
Yeah.
And we definitely don't just cover, you know, really serious things like tuition increases. If we were to talk about some of the things that we have coming up on Thursday, our issue of the UBC will have a snow supplement, which is perfect for this time of the year, considering that there is snow on the ground in Vancouver, which is a rarity.
We were going to do it in July, but we figured that we'd change it in a second.
That was the best time.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, we'll have a very special edition of the UBC.
What's that?
We won't let the cat out of the bag, but every year we do two issues that aren't our typical issues. Our last issue in December is a satire issue, and around April Fools we do a spoof issue.
So we spoof
another publication around April Fools, and we do usually a themed satire issue the last issue in December. So keep an eye out for that. Should be some good stuff.
We won't tell you the theme, but it's going to be a good one.
Might be controversial.
Oh, all right. I like the sound of that. Yeah. Anything else you got coming up that we should tell the good folks out there?
We our sports and rec editor from last year, Natalie Scadden, is going to be ranking the varsity teams and giving them all letter grades. Mm-hmm. So that's also going to be in the next issue. Yeah. So.
End of the term report card for Varsity Athletics.
Yeah, yeah. It's always a fun and slightly snarky piece. So,
do you want to talk about a bit of that on the air, perhaps? Or you want to reveal that on that time?
Ooh, well, the full list, you really have to absorb it all at once.
Fair enough, yeah.
But, I mean...
Any highlights that come out to you?
Well, football had kind of an atrocious season and yeah, fired their head coach and messed up scholarships and everything.
Oh,
so,
no. They yeah. messed up the scholarships, well,
it,
too?
It,
check
it
out
wasn't the,
today's issue of the UBC.
Yeah, it wasn't the football team's fault. So there's your link bait right there.
We can have hyperlink and radio.
Yeah. Of course, hockey is done for the calendar year, so that's obviously the most important thing. Yeah, so look for the sports section to revamp in January, basically, because everything's done right now.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, what kind of sports will you cover in January?
Well,
is there anything?
Oh, yeah, well, there's basketball that's going to be continuing and hockey and all that sort of stuff. So.
Does soccer still continue in January?
Nope, that's done now.
But I heard the men's soccer team and maybe the women's as well, I heard a bit about the men's were doing pretty good, right? Or
well, the men's, for the past bunch of years, they've done really, really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Failed to meet expectations this year, but they didn't didn't fully live up to expectations. But, yeah. So, hasn't been a hugely great year for UBC Athletics so far.
Oh, no.
Swimming's yeah. always top-notch.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we do have a pretty awesome aquatic center, so there's no excuse, right?
It's except like, they're building a whole new one right now.
They're building another one.
Yeah, exactly.
What are they going to do with the old one?
Actually, the giant hole where McKenna's Field was right now, that's going to be the new aquatic center.
Yeah,
current aquatic center is going to be turned into the new McKenna's Field, so they're swapping the two.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. It may sound like a joke, but it's actually the real plan. Yeah.
But, I guess I'm just like,
better
wait,
not
is that?
Ask questions.
Yeah, is that space
don't
big?
Just
enough?
Roll with the punches. You can't do anything about the giant hole.
No, you can't.
You never question UBC construction. That's not a
it
thing.
It just happens.
It just pops up, and you know it.
Yeah. So check out. So check out today's issue of the UBC. It is on the stands. It came in a little late today, but it's out there. Pick it up. The cover is really neat because culture is on the cover, and I always get really excited when my section is on the cover.
Yeah, okay.
What else?
You can also pick it up or digitally view
it,
right?
Yeah, online. So. We do have it on issue. ISSU.
Yeah,
I think it's issue.
Yeah. I've checked it out on that. It's really cool. It's like as close as you get to flipping the pages.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty much. And all of our stories are coming out online. They're all already online, so if you just go to the ubc.ca, you can check out all of our current stories that are out, and we do try to publish something every day. We were kind of hoping that maybe we could talk a bit about the history of the UBC, because it's a little scandalous.
Ooh. We're
gonna have a little bit of a story time with Will McDonald.
Well, okay.
Should we have some, like, theme music or something?
some intro here. I think, what do people want to know? I mean, I guess some basic facts. I mean, the paper started in 1918, was the first year back then. It was funded, I think it was a $2 student fee that editors got, and I think it was about 538 students that they wrote the paper for. You know,
wow.
through the years, there's been quite a few interesting editors that we've had and some interesting stories from there, too. Some notable letters, you know, people like Pierre Burton, Alan Fotheringham, list goes on. But some interesting stories, too. Pierre Burton, actually for his first scoop in the UBC, got it by kidnapping the Engineering Society president and then writing a story about how the engineering president was missing. So, that was his start. And then, he leveraged that scoop for some more scoops and a career at the Vancouver Sun and being a prestigious writer known across Canada, you know, having some roads at UBC named after him, too. So, not a bad start from kidnapping the president.
We're on a lot of lists right now.
And you, he kidnapped the engineering society.
Yeah, so we've had
because usually it's the engineers who pull the pranks.
So, well, the thing is, we've had a long series of pranks with the engineers over the years. I mean, things like, you know, they've kidnapped our editors, we've kidnapped their presidents.
It's all very friendly.
It's all very friendly kidnappings, of course.
Friendly kidnappings.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, you know, various good natured.
See, people out there, there can be such a thing as a friendly kidnapping.
Yeah, you know,
learn about it.
Good natured pranks.
Good nature.
That's the idea. Down. It's more, you know, like, you know, casual pranks and not too many lately, but
it's something we'd enjoy.
Yeah, you know, actually, this would be an opportunity to throw the gauntlet down. You know, say the engineers that we're willing to get, you know, some good natured pranks going back and forth.
We may or may not have some plans.
Oh yeah,
so, watch your backs.
We're calling you out right now.
We are.
Watch your backs and watch the skies.
Yeah, that's the thing.
This is
gotta
formal.
Go. You gotta go aim high, quite literally, with the engineers. Is it gonna involve some kind of car or?
We cannot tell you the details of what we have.
But yeah, no. No.
It's all in good spirits, though. You know, we
We're
always down to hang out with each other. But,
we're big fans of the engineers right now because they, during their yearly caroling, they dropped by our office and brought us a nice Christmas card and a case of beer.
That's
thank
really
you.
Nice of them.
That was, thank you. Yeah,
thank you so much.
I just
want
to say thank you so much, engineers, but watch your backs. a formal declaration of war.
Wow. You heard it here, folks.
Good-natured.
You heard it here,
good-natured war.
Getting serious.
We're a little bored in the office. That's all.
You shouldn't say that. We're not bored. There's always news happening.
Always stuff happening. But...
Yeah.
And
Will, yeah, you were still continuing with the history, the Chronicles.
Yeah.
The Chronicles. Back to the Chronicles.
Oh, back to that. But not to get too boring, but I think another thing that's worth talking about is the fact that we are an independent student paper. And we weren't always. It was back in the early 90s, so around 94, 95. AMS wasn't happy with some of the stuff we were publishing. Technically, the AMS they were in control of us. They weren't happy with some things we were publishing. It ended up council passing a motion that they would appoint who our editor was, and then that editor would then appoint the other editors. Now, surprise, that didn't work, and it ended up they couldn't actually put a paper out, and we were locked out of our office with no paper.
Oh, wow.
So when that happened, some of the editors were fired, banded together, started a referendum campaign, and one, I think it was 67% in favor to get a $5 levy from students to fund the paper. So between that student levy and advertising revenue, we were able to take it from everyone being fired and locked out of their office to the full-on independent paper that we are now, you know, with our own space in the sub that is, you know, it is ours. We still have a student levy. It's gone up a bit with a referendum from a couple of years back. It's now around $6 and some change per student. Which we do. Students can't opt out of it, you know. But it is $6.
It's similar to for us. We also have like this $5 levy. But I figure, man, if people can afford a Starbucks coffee every day,
You know,
a couple coffees,
lunch
year?
At the sub one day, you know, that helps us keep afloat.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So yeah, we've been independent since then. You know, AMS isn't telling us what to write. The university isn't telling us what to write, which that was a problem earlier. But if you want to go back to history, in the when Charles Westbrook was president back in, I think it was the '20s.
Oh, he's the original Westbrook.
Yeah.
Is he the Westbrook?
The OG Westbrook.
But, sorry, back in the day, the president actually suspended the editor of the UBC for criticizing the administration.
Oh my goodness.
If that was a thing now.
So, yeah. Well,
he exiled him to a village that he built with his bare hands. Westbrook Village.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Oh man, I wish. Facts wrong. We're a newspaper.
But yeah, that's a big part of what we can do is that we are, as you know, independent student press, that we can criticize the administration and we can write articles that other people aren't going to write. You know, UBC Public Affairs isn't going to write about the university screwing up, right? That's what we do sometimes. Sometimes we write about good things too. We write about a lot of good things. You know, we write about profiles of interesting people on campus. We write about culture stuff. We write about coyotes and squirrels and whatever.
Of course. But, I was going to say, out of the profiles, what's it, the crossing guard at the Adnan?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Yeah, no, that was awesome that you guys did that. Like, because as somebody who commutes every day, you know, he was somebody that I always noticed, that I'd just smile and say hi, but I didn't go out of my way to get to know him, so...
Yeah, he brightened up a lot of people's day, so he was a very interesting person, and it's great that we were able to... kind of write about him.
He once said, have a good weekend, to be on a Monday. I said, you too. Yeah. I felt like such an idiot.
You too. You get a weekend soon, maybe next weekend.
Thanks,
have man. A good one.
I was embarrassed for the whole ride home.
Never want to see him again.
Well, do you know how long the turnaround was for, like, when we were locked out of the office to when they put out, like, the next issue of the paper?
I don't know the exact timeline off the top of my head, but you know, within, you know, student referendum, it takes a little while to pull together. Actually, I'm trying to think, I think it was July. July was the first issue back that year, so it would have been a few months in between when that happened, and then it was July 13th that summer, the UBC came back independent, and it's been independent since, so we plan to stay that way as well.
Awesome.
Unless a billionaire investor has money and shows up.
When the price is right.
They can keep their money, Jack.
What do you mean? What would that change anything? Well, would be more independent?
He also, I don't know, maybe he's also a prime minister or something. Who knows?
I don't know if he'd be able to take billions of dollars from a prime minister.
I would.
Well, so we're also looking for a sports editor.
One that
doesn't
you'll
do just
dollars.
Fine in the Harper government.
That's all I've ever wanted.
I was a CITR, so probably everybody listening just agreed with that. I don't think we're going to get any angry calls. What are you talking about?
How dare you bash Harper?
Oh, man. So I was figuring if there's anything else you guys want to particularly discuss, we can. But if there's some music that it's been in your mind lately, maybe with this stressful times of exams and having to keep up with the paper that you wanted me to dish out, we could totally do that.
Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing.
Whoa. Whoa.
You got it right in there.
If not, me and Nick and acapella.
Yeah, I like that idea. Or
not going to lie, we've been listening to Christmas music all day.
We have. And actually yesterday we took, I think, 2 or 3 hours to choose a song to put into our weekly show in the little polar bear swim segment.
What did you end up choosing? Yeah.
The song
Marvin
is
Sexual Healing.
Oh, that's why.
That's the one. It's called Put a Light On by Generationals.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Should we do that one?
Do we want to do that?
It's not
one of
quite
my favorites.
As good as
it's
sexual
not,
healing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think anything's as good as Sexual Healing.
Yeah, it's.
The song's not bad either.
But <ba-dum-psh. laughs>
when I get that feeling, I want to put a light on.
Put a light on. Generationals. All right.
That's the one.
I'm about to get this one going. Okay, guys. So let me just put that on.
You guys got a sweet setup in here.
Here we go. This is it, right?
The sun will make them dry.
And that was Generationals with Put a Light On. Awesome song. Thank you for introducing me to that.
Yeah, I saw them in concert, a couple weeks ago. Oh my goodness. Much fun.
Well, can you tell us about them? Like, where are they from? And
oh gosh, I have no idea.
Oh,
I have no idea. Like, I'm not. They played at the Biltmore.
Nice. Yeah. That's always solid.
Yeah, they're a Biltmore band.
They really are. Definitely. It was amazing. But yeah, back on top.
Yeah, we use that song for our weekly show, which mm-hmm. we started up again this year. And our new video producer is killing it.
Shout out to Tim.
Yeah, it's a really good way to like. In a very short, succinct way, get the news from your week. We are hoping to take lots of viewers away from CITR.
Yeah, I think you mean listeners. And
yeah.
People view the radio.
But yeah, it's just a good way to kind of hear the sound bites of what you missed maybe on campus, and then you can delve in a little bit further on our website and check out the stories.
And you can see our British copy editor hit in the nuts while he plays Quidditch.
Shout out to Kieran as well.
Shout out to Kieran. We have a little like extra segment that we try to put in each of our weekly shows. So Quidditch was
last week's.
Yeah, that was last week's.
Mm-hmm. That was good. It went over really well. Kieran's a hilarious guy, so of course it would go over really well. And seeing him run around with a broomstick and get floored by Quidditch players is hilarious.
Yeah, and he kind of looks like he's blonde and British, so obviously the comparisons to Draco Malfoy were made.
Oh my god.
Just a few.
And broomstick jokes, obviously, that were thinly veiled.
Of course.
Yeah, and all of us editors get a chance to make fools of ourselves on camera.
Yeah.
I went, brr, that was cold this week.
She was talking about her own heart.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa. Shots fired.
I'm going to get you back later, Jen.
Okay.
I have to think about a good one.
The shots were fired, but they just glanced off of her metal heart.
Frozen.
Oh, man.
We're very self and omni-deprecating.
That's a new word. Yeah.
We spend a lot of time with one another.
We're also pretentious fucks. Make up words. Content warning.
We spend all day together, and then we only take Saturdays off. So most Saturdays we don't see one another. Sometimes we do, depending on what we're doing. But Sunday through Friday. All day or day. All day, every day.
11 to 5, 11 plus to 5. All the overtime. And, oh, man.
Yeah. So we spend a lot of time together, so it's a love-hate.
We're basically one person.
We do love one another.
The news editors. Oh, yeah. Veronica and I? Yeah. We're the same person.
There's been more than one day where we all wear the same outfit.
We're actually, you can't see this right now, but the majority of us are all wearing plaid now.
I was going to ask if that was like some kind of... How did I think about it? Four in a row right here. Five.
I'm wearing plaid.
Yeah,
I have a skirt in plaid.
It was actually planned for a holiday card.
Yeah, we're doing a holiday card after this, and so we decided let's all wear
you
plaid.
You may or may not be good.
Yeah.
To become the plaid squad or the plaid squad.
Plaid squad.
You want to pronounce that?
Nothing rhymes with plaid.
Like rad?
Rad, yeah. Rad, Brad.
No, mad?
No.
Just the plaid dads.
That's it.
That's my crappy garage rock band.
Five more years, Jeff.
The plaid dads and Nicholas Rage.
I'd listen to that. At least one song I'd listen to just because of curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah, me and our web developer, Peter, we tend to wear the same outfits.
We do.
It's the exact same shirt,
and sometimes we wear the exact same pants, and we judge ourselves based on the fact that we're wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, for me, it's me and our photo editor, Sherry Ann, and we...
Yeah, you guys
oh my goodness. And, like, we don't wear, like,
it's
the
not
normal,
planned.
Like...
It's not like I text Peter in the morning and say, hey, what are you wearing?
Course. But it's not even just, like, a jeans and t-shirt type of thing. Like, I will wear, like, high-waisted jeans and a crop top and a plaid shirt over top. And we're wearing the exact same thing. Like, it's not even, like, knee-high socks and a skirt. Like... the most obscure things.
So speaking of student journalism.
Hey.
We're talking about family and the importance of us all being
the same together person. And yeah. the same person and yeah. loving each other. Student journalism.
They all go hand in hand.
They do. Because student journalism is love.
And that's what we've learned, folks. That's it right there.
That's the moral of the story.
Well, I guess, like, you guys have gone over a lot, man. You've covered your history, what you're all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, like, what do you plan on doing just on your... Now that you will have some break during the holidays, I hope.
Well,
just some time to chill. Yeah.
Well. If we don't check our emails, that inbox will be real full when we get back.
Yeah.
Not that we share one inbox.
Is there going to be some kind of retreat, perhaps, where you guys...
We've actually just come back from a retreat to Pender Island, which is one of the Gulf Islands. We go there every year, or we've been going for a number of years now. A bunch of us went 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, at the beginning of November.
Yeah, at the beginning of November. And it was fun, yeah.
But I think we're all just going to enjoy the break.
Mm-hmm.
On our own.
No, I vote we go to Pender Island again.
Yeah, that it's really wild. Awesome. I vote we go somewhere tropical next time.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Fine.
No.
All right.
No. Pender Island is actually the most beautiful place on Earth.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we've got like this hot tub on the roof overlooking the ocean and the other islands.
So good.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. How do you get to Pender Island, out of curiosity?
A bus and then a ferry.
Yeah.
Is it like a Horseshoe Bay ferry or?
No, it's from Tawasin. Yeah.
From Tawasin, okay.
Yeah, there's a ferry that goes to all the Gulf Islands.
Oh, okay, cool.
Pender's well, like the big ones.
Third or fourth stop.
Everybody stop and look at me while I whisper. That was the point of whispering.
I think Nick wants us to talk about our new website.
Ooh, you guys are getting a new website.
Ooh.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if we talked about it yet, but coming this January, which now you are nailed down to, Peter.
Sorry,
our web developer has been working on a new website full of lots of features. There's going to be some really cool things similar to like Go Thunderbirds. They have their live updates of the games for sports. We'll have a section where live update scoring will be implemented. There'll be a lot more rich content in terms of storytelling formats, different variations, all around just kind of a more cohesive site that makes it a lot easier to present all the information that we're putting forward.
And it'll be more interactive as well because we're going to be changing up the commenting system, or at least we're going to be trying to change up the commenting system, as well as with, you know, the live tweeting and the live updates. It's a new way for us to continue to interact with the student population and have them interact with us as well. We love reading your comments, so... please comment on our stories and on Facebook. We look at all of them. We look at the Facebook comments and
read them.
Yeah, we do read them on our Facebook and as well on the stories themselves on our website. We're going to hopefully try to like merge them in some way so that it's not just the comments on the site and then the comments on Facebook, or at least try to make it more cohesive in some way. Sorry, Peter, if that's not possible, and I just called you out on it.
we're working on figuring out
to make it so that when you get to the bottom of the page, the stories that are there are actually relevant to what it is that you're reading, because right now you just kind of go to the bottom of the page and it's stories that are either in that section or that are new, rather than stories that are actually like relevant to the story that you just read. And so and that's really important, especially in news, having stories that are relevant to what you're already reading.
Oh, absolutely,
To keep people interested in reading. So we're going to be changing up that system as well. So hopefully people really like the site and spend more time on the site and read more of our stories, because that's what we want, is for people to read.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing that as a student paper, where we have the responsibility to do that, to make information accessible to students, and not that our site doesn't do that now, but it's nice, and it's inspiring to be with a group that wants to, even though something's good, wants to make it better, which is a lot of fun to work with and like kind of push the limits.
And I think that we always want to continue to make it better, and so we want to implement a system so that when we're
long and gone.
Yeah.
From the paper. From the paper. Not from this world. From the paper.
I thought you got morbid for a second.
that people...
When we all film it in the movies.
So that the next generation of editors can continue to make the changes for the better and continue to improve on the basics that we lie down for them.
We have a Kool-Aid party planned for the end of the
year. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
just
God.
Regular Kool-Aid, right?
Just regular Kool-Aid, though.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But our website's going to look like it's not from 2005 anymore.
Oh, yeah. It does not look that
it's
way
not a bad.
Well, it could be better.
It could be better.
I mean, it can always improve, right?
Yeah.
More and more people are reading stories online, and we want to just have the site be a way that's conducive to that, right? So.
Yeah. Evolving. Modernism.
As long as the pictures don't overwhelm the words. Some websites do that now.
Yeah, that's what we talked a lot about, how much picture we want on a page.
Yeah.
It was a full-on discussion that we had. Like, how big should the pictures be in comparison to the words?
Have you ever seen Quartz? That's like a news website.
Yeah. Yes.
And they use
Quartz
massive pictures.
Yeah. They just overlay their text on photos.
I mean, it kind of works for them, but...
They have, the thing is they have a distinct style, right? Which does work for their format of storytelling, but
we're actually going to turn every article into a list and
listicles.
Yeah, we're just going to make listicles from now on.
Yeah. Put gifts after every list.
Yeah,
gifts.
We're going full on BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Just take some content from Reddit, put it on your website, and it's all good.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's already what we're doing.
Didn't you know
past,
that?
Like,
oh, man.
3 years. Yeah,
that's all we did.
We don't have.
We've been found out. No.
Shucks.
Now we have to disband.
But yeah, I mean, that's a big thing, too, with student journalism. It's telling stories that other people aren't telling, right? That's a big part of what we do and why we focus on UBC, is that we're here doing, covering UBC all the time, where, every now and then there'll be an article in Vancouver Sun or the province about UBC, but it's something that's a bigger headline stuff. You know, the day-to-day stuff, no, really, there aren't other people covering it, which is why it's important that we do.
Cool.
Yeah. And on that note, if you see something that's going on campus, or if you want to be involved, you can email us. You can find all of our information on our website, which is ubyssey.ca. And if you have a story or if you're hosting an event and you want it to be covered, just send us an email, introduce yourself, say hi, or just drop by the office.
Yeah, you can always drop by.
It really brightens our day when people come by and be like, hey, I might have a story for you, which it doesn't happen often, but when it does, we get excited.
Yeah. We really do. So excited.
Yeah, when you guys came down to tell us about the 24 hours of student power, I was I'm so excited.
We all huddled around.
We love power.
But it's
the student power kind of way.
But it's awesome that all you guys came as a wonder team.
That's what we are.
The Power Rangers of student journalism.
If it was just like one of us, then it probably wouldn't have been as exciting. And we wanted to all get our stories out, because we're all different people.
Different stories.
We're all
different perspectives.
Yeah,
different views.
Yeah, we all come from different backgrounds. It wouldn't have been the same if it was just one or two people.
Yeah.
So,
talking for all of us.
Talking for all of us, yeah, especially since we're all very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the goal since we started out in 1918 was to become the Power Rangers of student journalism.
Yeah.
I think we're getting there.
One of these days.
I think Jack's Red Ranger.
Yeah?
It doesn't matter, we're all
sweet.
In plaid.
Yeah. We're the Plaid Rangers.
Plaid Rangers, there you go.
That's
plaid. Oh,
there it goes.
Plaid's plaid.
That's
bad. All right, guys. With our closing minutes, any last words and maybe a last song to be your closing theme of the UBC? This is a big one.
Marvin Gaye, Sexual
Healing. Sexual Healing?
I was going to say Sexual Healing.
Let it go.
If at this rate you wanted to be Sexual Healing.
No, wait, we're not playing Frozen.
No.
Yes, we are.
No,
we played it in the office already. Yeah. I don't want to listen to it anymore.
We've played it
Should we do it like we do in the office? Everyone, yay for Sexual Healing.
We never do that in the office. We vote
on
everything,
actually.
This is true. Yeah, we do vote on everything.
Me.
All right.
Okay.
We're not listening to Frozen.
6-1. Sexual Healing.
I can't say I can argue with Sexual Healing.
No, you can't.
And that song's not that easy.
Exactly.
You took Nick's joke.
That's going to be a running joke for the rest of the Would you like the original version or remix?
The original.
The remix actually came up first.
Why would we want the remix?
I don't know.
It's just weird.
I was just amazed that
I'm a sexual healing aficionado.
And he listens to the song.
And the remix is weird.
Oh my goodness. All right, this is the extended version. Let's go with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Extend it.
I can listen.
It's all about extended.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. All right, folks. So you've been listening to the UBC on CITR 101.9. Stay tuned. But for now, we got some Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, throwing it back. Take it easy, y'all.